The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Mr. Rector's throwing things at me this morning on what they need. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, live on WRHI
1340
AM. 101.1 FM and worldwide on WRHI.com.
Yeah, 100.1 FM.
You messed him up, David.
I know. I was pointing.
Don't do that, big up. You're ready to come on there.
Oh, was your brain was... spinning, and you look like a deer in the headlights over here.
I don't have a brain anymore.
Rhonda told me just to point at you like that, and it would make you do whatever you're supposed to do. That's what she does at home. Pick up your drinks.
Usually I say, this one's empty, and I wait 2 hours to get
take your medicine. That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, glad to be back. I listened to y'all last week.
Thank you. She was fine. And Sarah said it, said you were listening.
Yeah, she did good. And I was sitting on the porch in the mountains and listening to it rain. So peaceful.
Yeah, looked like you had a good time. Saw some good live music.
Yeah. Saw Sasquatch. You see me and Sasquatch picture?
No, not yet. Not yet. So you saw the real one?
I think so.
Okay.
I was taking a selfie, and he just kind of came up behind me, and then I turned around, and he was gone. So it's,
That's usually how that happens.
They have a crosswalk for him up there, you know, just in case they want to come out.
Okay, so we got to keep him safe.
But I was glad to be back. Good to get some little vacation time in. I know Steve doesn't understand the word vacation.
I don't. You got to work.
A lot of people.
You got to work to get a vacation.
Well, I work, sir.
So when have you started working? Is what I want to know.
Be nice.
Said the retired. Said the retired guy.
That's 20 years ago.
Be nice.
That is. Yeah. You're owed a couple vacations, so you ought to get on one. Go to the beach this fall. Fall is a good time to go to the beach.
We used to go every October, and then we went in February for the trade show.
Yeah.
We always stayed a few extra days.
Mm-hmm. I like doing that, too.
I was kind of thinking Steve would be more like a Panama City spring break kind of guy.
No.
No.
Not anymore. Them days are over.
Need to go up to Cullowhee. Yeah, visit.
We did that 1 year. It was really nice.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Should have been.
It is gorgeous.
It was terrible though. We got on campus, so we had to take a tour to figure out how to get around.
I bet.
Changed so much.
Since you've been there,
try to go.
Yeah, Wingate University now, where I went, is totally different. So you can same spot, different buildings, different. There's actually a lake in the middle. I didn't even remember that. Used to walk to class that way. I don't remember a lake being there, but
well, fortunately for me, my alma mater, the Citadel, hadn't changed too much. Still behind gates, still
same building, concrete buildings,
still stucco.
The Citadel's not going to change that much.
No, it's not.
The buildings over there 150 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's a good place to be. Yeah, one of my granddaughter's friends is going to Western Carolina.
All right.
Really? Yeah. And Lillian dabbled looking at the Citadel, so I was
Well, speaking of school's back in Monday.
That's right.
How about that?
Wake up. Yeah. I've noticed, I don't know if you've been out in the mornings, but you can notice the traffic is a lot different. Started last Monday, teachers went back.
Yeah, and they're starting, they're starting to get everybody used to the school speed limit signs.
Mm-hmm.
They do that about a week or two.
And please adhere to that.
Yes, they got the flashing lights going.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to go 25 sometimes. When you look down, you're like, I felt like I was going 25, but you're really still going like 35 or 40. So.
Yeah.
55, 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't pass school buses. Adhere to school zone speeds.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
So traffic will be back. That's what you're saying.
There's some crazy drivers in Rock Hill now, I have to say. I'm glad I'm not on the road during the day all day,
because
I see I see people doing U-turns in the weirdest places. I see them running lights. People just run lights like that ain't even there.
Yeah, they don't see the light.
I don't even, when the light changes, I sit there a second.
You better you get run over.
There's cars coming.
They take it as a suggestion.
Selenies and Ebenezer's just a bad one.
Yeah.
They'll run that light 2 minutes after the light changes.
Well, Ebenezer, they got the speed down on that road now because they got it grinded and all. Feel like you need a four-wheel drive to go down Ebenezer Road right now.
No, you don't, because it's up for four-wheel drive. I have to listen to it. I finally told him Friday, just call, send David Vihan an email, and he tells.
Well, they're getting it paved. They had to grind it down and all.
It was
that
a lot
stuff.
Smoother this morning.
It was
better than
it's
last
taken
week.
3 weeks to grind it down.
That's a lot of... You know how much pavement they took off that thing? It's down into concrete in some places. When's the last time you saw Ebenezer concrete on Ebenezer?
Actually, in the 60s.
There's 50 years of asphalt come off that thing.
I remember when Hurlong was a dead end. There was a bunch of tenant houses.
Played gray wire football out there at where Publix is. Used to be a football field out there.
Was that Cathcart Field?
I don't remember the name of it. It was right where Publix grocery store is. It used to be a little road. You kind of didn't see anything when you came off 5 and went down Hurlong. You got on down where the hospital is. Kind of nothing was in the middle right there. Steve doesn't know because he was on Museum Road.
I wanted to hear the end.
Oh, you wasn't?
We came down to 79.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the weather. We didn't skip that. We went to start talking about other things, but thank God we got some rain.
Some good rain.
All right. We'll be right back to talk more about some weather and upcoming fall planting.
This is Benny Edder.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
When I got to the garden party, we jamming again today.
Got to the garden party.
We have a garden party every Saturday.
We do. It's fun.
Even when you're up in the mountains.
Yeah, even when I'm not here.
Stay logged in. Anyway.
We're telling our thankfulness to God for the rain. Basically, most people had 4.5 inches Thursday to Sunday last week, and it was good. Very good. Needed. It got us out of some stuff, but we still need rain. Never that I've heard this morning coming in, that was I guess the most progress we made toward the drought since like January. So that was kind of really hadn't had any good rain till then.
Well, I probably should pick on, but I will. Meteorologist Charlotte. Oh, 3.5 inches, but it didn't do any good.
Yeah. Well, this rain actually did. You know, it
you
came
over 24 inches yeah. of one day.
Yeah, true. It came down heavy. You know, heavy at first, but then it just kind of settled and rained.
And rained good, all day.
That's a good kind of rain.
Well,
we needed.
Sometimes we had a good soaking rain. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was not heavy. It was just a steady rain, and it was what I'd call a soaking rain.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Monday night, it was either Monday night or Tuesday night, me and Tracy went on the screen-in porch, and it was raising cane out there. It was lightning and thundering in the distance and didn't get any rain out of it. But
Tuesday night.
Somebody must have got something somewhere, but it was...
We didn't know in West
I was waiting on it.
Well, you got the flash of anything else.
Do you do the thing? Do you believe the thing where you see the flash and then you slowly count 100, 200, 100, that's supposed to give you the miles that the storm is far away from.
Yep.
You believe
that?
I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I'll say so.
What would AI say?
I heard that all my life.
I don't know.
And we don't care.
No.
Never have cared.
All right. Y'all be nice.
He would say you're about to get wet, but it wouldn't. I've actually heard the rain coming through the woods before on the golf course. That's pretty cool.
We hear it all
the
time.
If you get where you need to go real quick, but it's here. Just
we hear it all the time coming through the woods. Mm-hmm. But that's just because there's so many woods around us.
Yeah, true. But we're heading into toward the end of summer, August. You know, poor Fescue, he just took a beating. We've had a hot summer, and if we were done with summer right now, Fescue would be like, but we got to do August.
Fescue's had it.
But I looked at a 10-day forecast. It's supposed to be right at 90 or below, so we're not getting on up into 95 and stuff. So maybe we put in our time. We probably still got a couple more days like that, but...
It's being said that it's nice, quote, cooling off.
Yeah.
I'm not sure 90's cooling off, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be humid, though. So that's one thing about August, it tends to be. The temperatures might be a little bit lower, but the humidity is usually high. So
we sat out there before you drove up, and she was saying, I swear I smell rain.
It was just a water.
I said, no, but I do now.
Yeah.
The breeze blew it by.
Yeah. Well, it's coming, should be coming late tonight, tomorrow, Monday, maybe into Tuesday, so we'll see what happens with it. Not like last week, but.
I don't believe all that either, because my phone, I get these alerts of when the rain's going to start. It hasn't started yet.
Well, I did see the percentages went down, but if you're going to need to mow your yard, do whatever, you probably need to do it today. It'd be a good idea. Might get up tomorrow and it's already raining.
Last Saturday, Tommy went to Charlotte to save the girls Thursday and Friday. And Hannah had some minor surgery or something. So he went to Salem on Friday evening and spent Friday night with Hudson and Pat and Ashley.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kept saying it was raining, and if it did, it didn't say it was raining, that's when it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So...
I drove all the way back in it Sunday morning, coming back from the mountains. So.
That's a hard drive.
And it barely rained here, but it was about almost when I crossed the Catawba River. It's like, okay, no more rain. Thank you. Two hours and 15 minutes.
I'm going to inject something real quick here on how this works. The drought management group is based on rainfall. It's lake level. How was high or low? And it used to be stream flow. We put some ponds in to catch the runoff, but that's not accurate anymore.
Yeah, I guess so.
I had a guy that was acting manager, TK, said, first one he ever heard a question in stream of the flow are resin ponds. That is disrupt everything.
Yeah, every time we build something, you have to build a little holding pond. There's one even behind our store.
I don't understand that. I mean,
helps with supposed to help with the runoff and the pavement and all that good stuff, but.
But they go overboard.
Yep. All right, we'll be right back. The Gardener's Bench.
No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
So good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Live in a small town.
Okay, Matt's got us rolling now.
We got some friends.
We'll get up to this point. Ron's over there.
Ronda's a good looking woman down the street. Ronda.
Yeah.
Ronda Crump.
She's over there showing out.
She knows it.
No.
That's fine to show out. It's Saturday. We made it through the week. Feels good to have a weekend.
Barely.
Yeah.
Made it through the week.
Yeah. We had a busy week at Carolina Fresh, wrapped up our July. So I think we were kind of on par with last year. Close. So.
You're the manager. You should have to know that.
Well, I've got to run the numbers when I get back today, but I peeked at them yesterday, so we're pretty close. So. It slowed down a little bit. It does that every summer. It gets hot and people on vacation. And like Matt was saying earlier, back to school. Everybody's back to school Monday, and colleges will be starting up soon. So.
Well, let me ask something dumb now.
Yeah, something dumb.
Maybe I'm just out of whack. It seemed like a few years ago they made a big deal of the state picking opening day school. Because they were jumping all over the place. They all opened at the same time. I think I heard on the news yesterday that every school district in South Carolina, they're on a different opening day.
They may. A lot of them, yeah.
Yes.
And so it doesn't matter anymore. They all open on the same time.
They did a little less summer, gave them a week off, October week off in February, and then
they're going
stretch
to,
it out. So I guess it's supposed to make the kids remember things better.
They're getting back to year-round school.
Yeah, kind of like that. So, I think the only thing the kids are going to remember is the summer was awful short.
Well, we were working on year-round school back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it was all set to go, and then a new... whatever the charge of the
superintendent
came in, I love it, got canned.
Yeah.
Never touched it again till now.
Yeah. Well, they're trying this for a while now, see what happens with it.
It's been too much money. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, what we're planting in our fall gardens.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about fall preparation, I guess, for gardening. I was telling them my garden is out of whack right now because all the rain and my weeds.
And I told you to clean it up.
And Steve said clean it up. And as soon as I leave here, I'll go home and clean it up, sir. But
I gotta go to work.
Yes, I gotta go to work. So,
but you get off at 2:00. That still gives you 10 hours.
It might be raining then.
But anyway, planning on having a big fall garden. I just started doing that recently. And there's some fun things to plant in your fall garden after you get your summer stuff all cleaned up, picked out, raked out, get everything like you want it. Maybe add some more compost, add some more organic matter in there. That's what you can do.
We got too much organic matter now. I think that's part of the problem.
Oh, really?
My dad was big on organic matter.
Well, my dad's big on putting leaves everywhere.
Well, that too. Chopping them up.
Putting them in the flower beds. And
they got that too.
All that stuff. So.
But it's cabbage is one you grow spring or fall. Mm-hmm. We used to do it both.
Yeah.
Tommy and I hadn't. We just hadn't had a lot of luck with the cabbage. Yeah.
But cabbages.
We planted some a couple years ago, and I mean, we had some big heads of cabbage.
Big, it's a variety. I mean,
yeah. Broccoli. One of my favorite ones.
Broccoli, we just did the fall.
Yeah, I did. I did it last fall. I had real good success. Big old heads of it. It's beautiful. Yeah.
I don't eat it except the broccoli casserole. Yeah. But Tommy loves it.
I like it. I've gotten more into it. I mean, I like it kind of cooked a little bit. I don't like it hard, you know, whatever. So.
He's big.
I'll tell you, if you get your broccoli and your cauliflower and, you know, a couple other vegetables, whatever, like snow peas or something to put in there. And
that's good.
Put them in a frying pan with some olive oil.
Mm.
Pretty good. Hungry. Season it up.
Hungry now.
Yeah.
Collards. It's a big thing.
Collards is a biggie. We grew it spring and fall too.
I was telling them, everything I don't really eat, I can grow like crazy. So that's collards is like big as your head, big old leaves. And
yeah.
Collards.
Really good.
Collards is one that's kind of, I love them. I eat them.
Okay.
But it's kind of. You got to get some cold weather on
there. Yeah, I need a little stress.
And
taste is better. Taste is different.
The taste.
What else can you? You can go to lettuce.
And we didn't have much luck with lettuce.
Once it gets the frost, that's done probably.
Yeah,
do it quickly.
I think the collards need the cold weather. It takes some of the bitterness out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
It does.
Exactly right.
It does.
Because, I mean, if you don't have the cold, it's really bitter.
Yeah.
But he likes vinegar on his anyway. So.
Brussels sprouts, which I like now.
I'll eat Brussels sprouts.
I had some the other night with my wife made. It was good.
Tommy does that. You do that.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts
are
good.
I like them with cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's.
If you have tomato plants growing, I mean, don't pull them up because I remember. Was it last year, year before? I was getting tomatoes in October.
Yep.
I mean, I'm going to just leave them where they are and just enjoy it.
Green fried tomatoes come from fall-grown tomatoes.
Yeah, really?
I think I'm going to have to tear mine up. They're just all laying on the ground.
Oh, really?
Critters have gotten in, and they most of the tomatoes that's out there.
Critters.
Yum, yum, yum.
It's amazing to plant them out in the open. I just wondered if they eat a bump anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's sometimes you have to sacrifice some things to maybe not mess with your main garden, and then they just eat
that. All I have is tomato plants.
Oh,
right.
So. Yeah. Well, you have other access to more stuff, so. It's just fun to grow stuff.
Tommy's growing cucumbers like crazy. Mm.
I guess you could grow, cucumbers. I had a ton of them this year. I thought they were done. They kind of burn up the leaves, but as soon as we got this rain, you can see new growth, and there's blooms all over the thing. So it looks horrible, but the new part is growing crazy.
Yep.
I got a cantaloupe the other day and a little watermelon, and I ate some cantaloupe last night. It was good.
He's got about 200 cantaloupe coming.
Wow.
And you know they all come at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I said they might bring me one next week. So.
And it might be 100. He picked the first watermelon, did he say, yesterday?
Isn't that the ones the deer eat, the cantaloupe, though?
Oh, deer.
They step on it and bust it open.
Deer will step on the cantaloupe. We had a couple bust years ago, we had over 100 of them, and they wiped them out.
Must have been good.
Every one of them. They stepped on them.
They didn't eat it.
Raccoons get in them also. They dig them out and eat the middle of it.
Raccoons.
Oh, raccoons,
yeah.
You get a watermelon and it looks perfect. You each time pick it up and it breaks your back.
Yeah, he done got it.
He done clung the insides out.
All right, we'll be right back with the last segment of the Garden Bench.
Everybody's working for the week. Everybody wants a new home.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
It's another lovely day.
Another lovely Saturday morning. Thank you for listening to the Gardener's Bench.
We appreciate
appreciate everybody doing that.
The sun's not shining this morning, but it's not really raining. So I don't know what it's doing.
Keep the temperature down maybe today. Be nice. Be in the 80s. I think mid-80s or mid-upper 80s.
Humid.
Yeah. Humidity. Go out and smell the rain like Steve.
Okay.
Smell. Smell the flowers.
I like the smell. I love the rain. Spring rain smell.
That's what Steve does when he goes out there.
I will go out there, Butch.
If you smell rain, you better start making your way to the door.
It's cold. I stay inside. It's hot. I stay inside.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, well, there's a farmer's market going on in Rock Hill right around the corner from where we are. Get out there. It should be probably a prime time for the vegetables and stuff. I mean,
well, I was telling you earlier, you probably already pulled the corn by now. May put those out and forth.
Yep, you're right.
Or if it's a late crop.
I did pull 15th. Mine. Mine's already dried up.
But, it's already gone.
I did get some corn. Not big old ears, but I got some. It's kind of cool. So.
Tommy didn't do any this year.
Really?
The Lord. We put up, froze 200 ears last year.
Well, you probably still got corn then.
It took forever to get them ready, but he's going to have watermelons and cantaloupes, it looks like, this week. Trouble is, when they come now, come on times.
So yep.
He'll be hunting people to give it away, too. He's hunting
so
to give
Terza Church is getting ready to get some cantaloupes, probably.
That's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
And us.
Yeah, I hope I get one.
But the other, last year, one Sunday, he took them up there and gave them out. Well, people he'd given to before, I liked them, but I wanted some more. Well, he didn't bring any extras.
Yeah.
I said, don't do this again.
Put your name. I'm going to go out there and put my name on one. I'll put Matt mine.
Thank you.
So we get one next week.
Yeah.
Well, I asked about you last night on the cantaloupes and watermelons. I said, I'm going to get Matt and Stephen and David one. At least one. He said, well, maybe it should be this week.
So. Yeah.
No, well, thank y'all. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, look after you
thank
guys.
Thank you, Tommy, for thank you, Tommy. The garden.
Yeah. He's into a great kid mode right now. He's not thinking too much else.
Oh, good. That's what he's supposed to be doing.
Well, he's got Allie's three now. Ella's.
Grandkids are fun. They're a heck of a lot better than regular kids.
This month.
Yeah. This month, Ella will be two.
Yeah.
Hudson just turned a month.
Hudson. That's a cool little name.
Hudson Reed.
I like that.
I quartered them last time. So where'd y'all come with this? They looked it up in a book.
That's funny.
They like the names.
Well, get out there and get your yard work done today. We got more rain coming. You maybe can have a lazy Sunday tomorrow. Maybe have a nap or something. How about that?
I do that every Sunday.
I know, but everybody doesn't get to like you.
That's
so.
a plan, and that's not my fault. And we'll be back next week on the Gardener's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, and by Wild Birds Unlimited. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most honored radio station. News.